Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. 16-0 is out of the question for the Patriots. Let's be honest, 16-0 is unrealistic for any team. But after the Patriots lost to the Cardinals here at Gillette Stadium on Sunday, falling to 1-1 early in this 2012 season, the question is, how did they lose their home opener of 2012?
6 seconds to go. Snap, ball down. Kick up. Kick is on the way. Kick is no good. He misses a 42-yard field goal. There is 1 second showing on the clock. My goodness.
It will go down as the game in which Stephen Gostkowski missed a makeable game-winning field goal attempt. But losing to Arizona on Sunday was clearly much more involved than that one swing of the leg.
First three quarters, got to go out there, play better. Start of the game, got to go out there, start faster, start stronger. And just overall, just got to improve.
5 for 15 on third down conversions won't cut it. 4 sacks of Tom Brady isn't the way to sustain offensive drives, and settling for 4 field goals, yes, 4 made field goals by Gostkowski through the midway point of the fourth quarter, isn't as bad as going scoreless, but also isn't going to earn many victories.
Tough pill to swallow is that we didn't score as many points, and that's all, you know, that's all that happened.
For the second consecutive week, the Pats defense held up its end of the bargain for the most part. There was really only one productive length of the field touchdown drive for the Cardinals, concluding with a Kevin Cobb 4-yard lunge into the end zone early in the fourth quarter. Their only other TD came after a blocked punt that set Arizona up at New England's 2. But after a balanced offensive effort in week 1 at Tennessee, this go-round was sluggish, unproductive, and troubling. And if Aaron Hernandez misses time, which has to be expected after his ankle injury, the Pats will be without an important component of their attack. One way or another, they'll need to clean up Sunday's mess.
No, there's not one play that, you know, lost the game. We did a lot of things that, you know, allowed us to lose this game. We had a lot of opportunity out there to make more plays than we did. And you know, hopefully it never comes down to a, you know, 42-yard field goal at the end. Hopefully we do a much better job on offense so it, you know, it's not that kind of game at the end.
And so it's not an early hole in the opening month of the season.
Well, obviously it wasn't good enough, so... You know, we're always, you know, we're perfectionists around here, so we're trying to get better. You know, this is the second game. We're 1-1. We have a big game coming up. We'll watch this film tomorrow, make corrections, and get ready for Baltimore.
Well, the Patriots don't have another home game opportunity for 3 weeks. Their next 2 games are on the road next Sunday night at the Baltimore Ravens, and then their first divisional game of the year at the Buffalo Bills. They will not want to return home to face the Peyton Manning-led Broncos with a losing record. That's going to wrap it up for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.